We can get the news in detail now from Brian Jennings.
New Garda figures released today show that anti-migrant, anti-nationality and racist sentiments have for the first time become the most prevalent motive for hate crimes. Hate has emerged as a motive primarily in public order offences, but also in minor assaults and criminal damage, with the largest proportion of crimes recorded in Dublin. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds.
The increase in anti-migrant sentiment is reflected in the latest Garda hate crime and incidents figures released today. Gardaí say 651 hate crime and incidents were reported last year, more than 12 every week, an increase of 12%. In 27%, the motive was anti-race, followed by anti-nationality at 18%, and Gardaí believe this reflects a growing anti-migrant and anti-immigrant sentiment in the country. Much of this sentiment is fueled by far-right activists online and at protests, along with disinformation and misinformation deliberately circulated on social media. 27% of all hate crimes were public order offences, followed by minor assaults and criminal damage. The emergence of hate as a motive in 3% of reported criminal damage by fire cases is, Gardaí say, reflective of the increase in arson attacks on properties, some of which had not been designated for international protection applicants. Paul Reynolds, RTE News, Dublin.
A US official has said the White House paused a shipment of bombs to Israel last week after it failed to address Washington's concerns over plans to invade the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Israeli forces seized the main border crossing between Gaza and Egypt in Rafah yesterday, cutting off a vital route for aid. The US State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said Washington is opposed to the Israeli operation in Rafah and is working hard to achieve a ceasefire deal.
This appears to be a limited operation, but of course much of that depends on what comes next. They have said, I think quite clearly, it's no secret that they want to conduct a major military operation there. We have made clear that we oppose such an operation. And separately, but of course it's related, we are trying to achieve an agreement that would bring an immediate ceasefire and the release of hostages.
A man has been charged in relation to an assault in Dundalk last Friday. Three women were injured during the incident, including an elderly woman. A man in his 40s who was arrested at the scene last Friday is due to appear in court this morning. The run of record monthly global temperatures continued into April, according to the latest monthly report from the EU's Copernicus Climate Change Service. The average surface air temperature around the world during April was 15.03 degrees Celsius. Our environment correspondent George Lee.
The average global surface air temperature last month was warmer than any previous April on record. At just over 15 degrees Celsius, it was two-thirds of a degree warmer than the average for the 30-year period up to 2020, and 1.58 degrees warmer than the pre-industrial reference temperature for the month of April. It was the 11th consecutive month in which temperature records have been broken. The global average temperature for the past year is now the highest on record at 1.61 degrees Celsius above the pre-industrial average. Whilst a long streak of monthly global temperature records is unusual, it is not unprecedented. It last happened 8 years ago.
The majority of people north and south believe Ireland should remain part of the European Union. According to European Movement Ireland's annual survey of attitudes to the EU in both parts of the island. However, those polled have expressed stronger scepticism about the EU's handling of migration, as well as the wars in Ukraine and Gaza. From Brussels, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
The European Movement questioned 1,200 people north and south in a representative sample in March on a range of questions about the European Union. 84% of people in the south believed Ireland should remain in the EU, down 4% since last year, while 76% of people in the north concurred. However, at 49%, overall voters are unhappier about the EU's direction of travel, down from 58% last year. Some 46% of people in the Republic and 44% in Northern Ireland believe the EU's performance has been weakest in the area of migration. On Ukraine, 47% of voters in the south and 49% in the north were unhappy at the handling of the war, while 64% and 72% respectively expressed dissatisfaction over the EU's response to the Israeli-Gaza conflict. Yet there is growing support for Ireland to deepen defence cooperation with the EU. 56% of Irish voters and 54% of their counterparts in the north believe Ireland should invest more in the defence and security relationship. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
Ireland's Eurovision entry Bambi Thug, performing Doomsday Blue, has qualified for Saturday's final in Sweden. The Cork singer was among the 10 acts to qualify from the first semi-final last night in Malmo. Ireland last qualified for the final in 2018. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Self-building, take efficiencies to new levels with a fully integrated Grant heating system. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Mostly dry with light rain in parts of the west and northwest during the morning and afternoon, becoming confined to northern parts of Ulster later. Mostly cloudy with some bright or sunny spells in the east and south. Highest temperatures 13 to 19 degrees.